וידבר השם אל מוישה לאמר, שלח לך אנשים ויסורו את ארץ כנען אשר אני נושא לבני ישראל וכולי. דוקטור רשי, למה נסמך על פרשס מרגלים ופרשס מרים? פלדיק הרשי. בדרך כלל רשי doesn't ask to speak as a parshas. So I all of a sudden over here is asking Loma Nismicha. And the answer is a pachadika answer. Lefi sheloksa aliske dibo shedibro beachio. Ushoi malolu ro'u velelokhu musa. These people, Rashi calls the Rishoyim, then Nehemshech, Shlachach HaAnoshim, the Torah then says, V'yishlach HaYisrael Moshe Mivit Paporon Al-Pi Hashem Kulom Anoshim, Kol Anoshim Shebemikra Roshin Chashivus, V'oysa Shok Sheirim Oyim. Were they Rishoyim? Were they Tzadikim? Torah is made kulam anoshim. They're all tzaddikim at that point. Ramban says the list of names of the meraglim doesn't follow any pattern that we know. Starts Reuven, Shimon, then Yehuda, then Yisachar, then Ephraim, then Binyamin. Then Zvulun. It doesn't go to be any pattern, not the Machnas, not the age of the Shvatim. So the Ramban, the list is the fi the Chashivas. So the Pleiatsuma. The Matei Ephraim, Moshe Ben Nun, is number 5. It means 4 of these Maraglim were more Chashiv than Yeshua Ben Nun. Kulam anoshim, all tzaddikim, oisa shah. Now, how did it come? What came? Well, first of all, let's understand Rashi's problem. Lama nismicha, Parshas Barakim, and Parshas Miriam. It's a big deal. There are certain mefarshim. One of the Talmidim of the Ramchal, Moshe David Vali, wrote a pirish on the Chumash, where he says every smichas, every parasha, the whole pirish, every parasha, he explains why the next parasha is tamach to this, and the next parasha is tamach to this, every single parasha. Not every sedra, every inyan. Kaseida explains the smichas. Rashi doesn't do that. Occasionally, Rashi asks. The Mizrahi says that it's going because the Pasuk says before, the end of last week's parasha, that they were in Chatzeres. V'acha nosu om mechatzeres, v'yachanu b'amid v'aporum. And here, it says, Klal, Moshe Rabbeinu sent them mi midvar porom. So the pasuk meraglim is midvar porom. But in Dvorim, Rashi says, when it says there at the beginning of Dvorim, Chatzeros, Rashi says that was the parsha of Korach. The Korach was in Chatzeros. So Korach happened before the parsha's meraglim. So that's the kasha. That's what I want to say. That's the kasha. Lomanis v'chol Parshas Meraglim, Parshas Miriam. Korach should be in between. Or, maybe Korach should be before. But the ma'aseh of that Mizrach is very shver. Because in Parshas Korach Gufa, Rashi says, Moshe Rabbeinu collapsed שישמע מוישה ויפול אפונוב. סוכת רשי, מפני המחלוקת שכבר זה ביודום סיכון רבי, was Parshas Korach, was the fourth rebellion. Chotu be'egel, v'echal Moshe. V'misoininim, v'espala Moshe. B'meraglim, v'yame Moshe l'ashem, v'shomu Mitzrayim. And now, b'machlikosu shel Korach, nisrash lo yoda. So the fi Rashi here in Korach, forget, Korach came after. You'll ask, when in Dvarim he says it was in Chatzeros, that's not schwer, because Rashi in Chumash many places brings Medrashim Mechulokim. He comes to explain Pshuto Shel Mikra. Whatever is more Poshut Lefi, the Pashtus, he'll explain. And if the Medrash over here will explain it, that it's the Machlokes Arvi, right? So bring there. That drasha chatzeres v'ram is the korach. Say there's different manda oma. Bring there, but you can't say that Rashi here by us is a kasha because of that medrash over there in chatzeres. Because aray Rashi not explaining davka like that. Rashi in korach much nearer here explains that meraglim came before korach. So that can't be the kasha. Bichlal, Rashi tells us, Anila Bosi Ela Parish Pshuto Shel Mikra. So Rashi isn't bothered be'etzim by a kasha that the Fida Manda Oma, that Korach was in Chatzeros, and why is the Pashas Meraglim come before Korach? That's an interesting kasha. When you learn that medrash, you'll ask that kasha. But that's not what Rashi came to explain. Rashi came to explain Pshuto Shel Mikra. So the Gur Aryeh, the kasha, why Rashi is saying this, is because Pasuk says in the end of last week's parasha, V'om le'nosa ad he'osef Miriam. So they waited till Miriam came out of her bedidus from Tzoras. And then the Bible says, V'acha nosu ha'om mechatzerus, v'yachanu b'amidbar paro. What's this notion, V'acha nosu ha'om mechatzerus? It's not the normal notion which we find. Harayiv is to tell me that they waited for Miriam And after Miriam came out of the Tzaras, they went. He says before, "V'ham lo nosa ad he'osef Miriam." So what's v'acha nosi? Hello, Mai. What do we normally have? Vayusu mechatzeres vayachanu b'mid b'aporo. What's v'acha? And then Miyad the Torah starts, Vayidabe Hashem el Moshe Lemi. Lichoyra, this the Gurei doesn't say, but Lanias Daiti, you can see this in quite a few places in Pirush Rashi and Chumash. Vayidabe, the Vava Hippuch, means that this is connected, this parasha is connected to the parasha before. If the Torah didn't want to connect it, then it would say, Vashem diber el Moshe. But when it says, Vayidabe Hashem el Moshe, it's connecting. And the next thing that happened was, Hashem spoke to Moshe, Shlachacha Anoshim. What's the kesher between Parshas Meraglim and Parshas Miriam? There's no kesher. So completely different parasha. Now the Beitzim is not a kasha here. Not a kasha on Rashi, but a kasha on the Torah. The parasha starts, Hashem spoke to Moshe, Shadachah Anoshi. There's a whole background to this. In Parshas Dvarim, we hear a whole background that Klal Yisrael came to Moshe Rabbeinu and he said, Nishlacha Noshim, Atikruvu Elai Kulchem, Bir Buvye, Schreinim, Ktanim Doichim Esaz Kainim, came on the whole panic, came running to Moshe and said, Nishlacha Noshim, Yachbru Lonu Esaharetz. Then Moshe was Vayita Be'enai, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells him to send the Meraglim. Why isn't the whole background of the story here? We're starting in the middle of the parasha. All of a sudden, according to the way it looks like here, HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes to Moshe Rabbeinu and says to send Meraglim. Rashi already says, Shalach lechos, ledaitcho. It wasn't a mitzvah, exactly. Daitcho needs a beer. Your shita, because you hold. But why all of a sudden we start? Because the Shmuch wants to send Meraglim. That's how the parasha starts. The Gaon brings a medrash. And this medrash, Lechoyra, Mevarah, the whole Yisod of the parasha. Shlach lecha anoshim yosuru. It's in Medrash Rabbah, Ois Vav, beginning of the parasha, Tes Zayin, Ois Vav. It's also in Tanchuma, because the whole of Bamidbar Rabbah, from Nosai to the end, is Tanchuma. So you'll find in Tanchuma as well, word for word. Tell the Medrash. Vatadabe Miriam va'aron b'Moshe. V'charkach shlach lecha. The Medrash is saying, there's a smichas ha-parshis here. Ze she'omar ha-kosuv. Pasuk says, Yeshaya Novi says, lo yodu v'lo yovinu ki tach ein mera'ois einayim. There the Novi, the Tainas on the door doing Avodah Zarah, says, and they don't understand, they don't know that it's ridiculous what they're doing, the Avodah Zarah. They don't understand, because Tach Meir Oseinim, they're not looking right. Kilu, there's plaster over their eyes. Tach Ticho is to plaster over. They're blinded, they're not looking right. Tach Meir Oseinim. So the Medrash, Ma ro loy me'acha ma'ase Miriam shlach lecha anoshim. Listen what the Medrash says. Ela shayet sofu lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu sheyomri loshen hara al haaretz. Rabbi Shalom saw that these Meraglim are going to say loshen hara. Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu, shelo yu oimrim lo inu yoidim oinesh loshen hara. Let them not say they don't know how chom or lashon hara is. What's lashon hara? It's dibur. It's words. Words. What's words? Words is so chom. Heshaloyu yoyim. No yoyinu yoyim. Einish lashon hara. Lefichach samach hakadosh baruch hu inyan ze lo ze. Levishadibra Miriam belchia. Veloksa betzaras. The whole parasha of Miriam, which was such a dakistic lashon hara, is the most dakistic lashon hara that can possibly be Miriam's lashon hara. Ad kedei kach, the people asked the kasha, what was the lashon hara? She had a taina. She heard that Moshe Rabbeinu was Pirish from Tzipira. It was a battle of mitzvah says, mitzvah zayin, what's he doing over here? She had a taina. And she spoke to Aaron. Chofetz Chaim says that sometimes if you want to give a teichocha, you're choshish, that the person won't be mekabel from you, the teichocha. So you go to a rebbe, you go to a parent, then it's a toheles, and it's mutter. Even more than mutter, be'etzim it's a teichocha, and that's the only way to be mashpia. Then he mechoyev, it's a mitzvah. So she went to Aaron, his big brother. she's his big sister. Everybody knows. You don't always listen to your big sister, you know. Aaron HaKohen. So she went to Aaron and she told him. So what's the problem? What was the time? Didn't tell anybody else. Told Aaron. Then, but the pasuk says Moshe was honor mikol adam. Moshe didn't hear it, and Moshe wouldn't have been makpid anyway. It was such an honor. So, how much lashon hara? What was the lashon hara? Teretz is wise thought she should have gone first to Moshe Rabbeinu before she went to Aaron. Before she was Mochiach, she should have said, Moshe, I have a shaila, I hear you separated from Tzipora. Why did you do that? Why was she don miyad? Did something wrong? We have to get the big brother involved. You should have gone first to Moshe Rabbeinu. You see that something's wrong, or you think that something's wrong, but the first thing, before you have any heter to tell anybody, as you go to the person and say, ask, find out, is it wrong? Maybe I'm making a mistake. And then she would have heard, Kodesh Baruch Hu told him, and he needs to be on that madriga. V'chule, po amodi modi, v'chule, then there wouldn't have been any lashon hara. Why'd she go straight to Aaron? It was such a dakus thing. She went to Aaron as a toelis. She's wrong, should have gone to Moshe Rabbeinu. Zog the Medrash, why did she get such an oynish? Such a public oynish? Ganz Klal Yisrael knew about this. They all waited for her. Kedei sheyedu akoyel onsho shel lashon hara. The whole parasha of Miriam is to be mefarsem, the chumra of lashon hara and the oynish of lashon hara. The Torah tells us, Zachar is Hashem also Hashem Rikel of Miriam. Ramban learns it's a chiv to be Zoyche, Keseda, what happened to Miriam. So the Medrash, She'im Big Shuloyma Loshon Hara, you mistakli mana asele Miriam. If you've got a half a minute to say Loshon Hara, just think through what happened to Miriam. Your Loshon Hara is less than Miriam? Can't be. There's no bechina of less than Miriam. Elamai. Look, see how Kodesh Baruch Hu is so makpin Lashon Hara. The ganze thing was Miriam's to teach the Einish of Lashon Hara. Ve'afal pi kein leirotsu lilmoid. And they saw it and they didn't want to learn. All the person doesn't see, doesn't know, and doesn't understand because he doesn't look right. The Medrash is telling us that Be'etzim, the Gorari speaks it out, the Vatikru Ne'lai Kulchem wasn't the Miyad, and then he sent Maraglim. They came whenever they came before the parasha of Miriam. And they said, Nishcha Anoshi, let's send Maraglim. And of course, Shmuel didn't tell Moshe Rabbeinu it wasn't masculine. So he waited. Now, after the parasha of Maraglim, of Miriam, Bi'acha Nosu, then it's all of a sudden, Vayeda Be'ashem Moshe, Miyad. Davka the Rebbeinu Shalom waited, says the Medrash, till the Parsha of Miriam, Kedei, Mimafasim the Oynish of Lashon Hara. And as Rashi says, Rishoyim alone, Ro'u Ve'lochu Musa. Also the Medrash is, Vafal Ki Kein, Lo'irotsu Lilmo. As she says, Ra'u v'lo lochu Musa. And the Medrash says, Lo rotsu lilmoid. What's the difference? What's going on here? All right. They were tzaddikim at that point. Kulam anoshim. They were tzaddikim, ksherim. How bichlau did such tzaddikim come be over such an aver? The pelet pliatsuma. Teresis, Mesilas Yishorim brings the Zaya Kodesh. The Zaya says, tells us that these were Nesiim in the Midbar. And these Nesiim knew Berach HaKodesh that they were not going to be the Nesiim in Eretz Yisrael. Is a much, you have to understand what this means. The matzav in the Midbar was a completely different matzav than the matzav is going to be in Eretz Yisrael. In the Midbar, we lived completely in Amal Min HaTeva. We had Mon, we had Be'er, we had Anan Yaakovit. Every time we moved was only Alpi the Anan, Alpi Hashem, Alpi Hashem Yisu, Alpi Hashem Yachanu. Every moment, every day, a person could see exactly where he was holding. Ashtik lehir hora, then woke up in the morning, he had to have a bit more exercise. His breakfast, had to go and collect his breakfast from a trek to find his breakfast. It was a matzah of tzidkis, was delivered to the door. Fresh, steaming, gewaldig and mod. Was that a matzah of loyumi? There was a taina misoinanim miyad oynish misavim miyad oynish. They lived in a massive of kuvas Hashem, which we hard to imagine, hard to picture. They were born. They had like today. I don't know if they had then what they call today a baby grown. Little clothes for the baby. I'll go put him, that's the only time the parent had to buy them clothes. Clothes grew with them. Shoes never worn out. They never had a washing machine. Okay, they never washing machines, Lishkan Kasha. But they never washed anything. They never used to wash anything. The clothes remained fresh as anything. We lived in a matzav completely in a malam in Ateva. These were the Nesiim who knew how to be madrich the dar in a matzav l'malam in Ateva. But this is only a hachone. We're going into Eretz Yisrael. When they ate mon, then the pashtus says they made a bracha hamotzi lechem min hashamayim. They're coming into Eretz Yisrael. Where's the mon going to come from in Eretz Yisrael? From the Oretz. It's going to be a vada shefa from Hashem. Where does the mezonos come from? But mon comes in such a way, it's klor min Hashem. But the wheat, you had to plow and sow and reap and still make a bracha, hamotzi lechem min haoretz. It's an interesting bracha. Hamotzi lechem min haoretz. We have lechem min haoretz. We have wheat min haoretz, and then we have to do the 10 pu'ulas to make bread. Hamotzi lechem, we ought to make hamotzi lechem from the supermarket. A yeshiva bracha should be made hamotzi lechem from the lunchroom. Where does bread grow for yeshiva bracha? It grows downstairs, no? In these plastic bags, comes, that's where it grows. But no, hamotzi lechem in haaretz. Because be'etzim the shefa of lechem, which comes in haaretz, comes from the Rebbeinu Shleim. The whole pool is all the everything then until we get bread. But it's covered up with the nisyonos of Teva. And coming into Eretz Yisrael, there's no more Be'er. There's no more Ananiya Kovid. The Rebbeinu Shlomo will protect Klal Yisrael in Eretz Yisrael in a myriadic oifen, but you don't see the Ananiya Kovid. You don't see the Hashgacha because our avoida is to realize in the matzav of Teva, hamotzi lechem min haaretz. To realize in a matzav where the goyim are not, don't chepa us, we can all go aliyah leregel. and leave all the borders open, and not one guy is going to come into Eretz Yisrael, to invade Eretz Yisrael. We have to realize that's the beginning of Ananei HaKovet. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is protecting us. What's the problem? Why can't you go Aliyah LeRegel? What do you mean? What are the border guards can desert their position? Yes, every single last year the Aliyah LeRegel. Living with the HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In the Midbar you saw it. Here, we had to come to a bigger Madrega to see through the Olam HaTeva Hashgachas Hashem. That's Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael helps us see it. There's all sorts of there's all sorts of little hints and little giluim that we see the Hashgachas Hashem. But it's not the same as Midbar. These Nesiim were not capable of being the manhigim in a massive of Teva. And they were shown that. But the thing goes deeper. It's not Stam, an Indian of COVID, and who's going to be the Godel, and I want to say the Godel, and Bukhulat. It's not. It's much deeper than that. These Tzadikim, they saw a massive in Eretz Yisrael. It's a massive Nisayan. They didn't understand how can Klal Yisrael be omitted in such a Nisayan. In a Midbar, we understand. That's how we understand. We stay close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because that's their chedek, that's their hanahoga. When they're going to come into Eretz Yisrael, how are they going to remain? How are they going to remain close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? The Nisyonos are too great. So he decided, even before they went, Rashi tells us, they went already with the Eitz Hara. We have to keep Klal Yisrael in the Midbar. Keep them in the Midbar with Mon, with Be'er, with Ananei HaKovod, Klal Yisrael will remain close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Am Hashem, like we're supposed to be. We can't let them come into Eretz Yisrael. Kulei L'Shem Shamayim. So the Gaon, in the Pirish, they bring the Pirish Agra on this Shikul Zaya. Their Cheshbon was Kulei L'Shem Shamayim. But the Shoresh of their Cheshbon, Sof Kol Sof, was their own Negias, their own Kovet. So the Gaon melamed that a person should never make a cheshbon which involves his covet, because ashoichad yaver ein tzadikim. Divrei chachomim can be the biggest chacham, the biggest tzadik, ashoichad, and covet is a big shoichad. Chas v'shalom. It's all l'shem shamayim, but what's the shoresh asheroshim here? Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Kuf Dalet Omid Beis, brings an interesting drasha. Omar Rav, Omar Rabbi Yochanan, Bishvil Ma Hikdim Pe La'ayin. In Echo, most of the Alpha Beis Echo goes to the Aleph Beis. The four parokim go to the Seder of Aleph Beis. The first one's a regular Seder. The next three, then the Pasuk which starts with Pei comes before the Pasuk which starts with Ayin. It's not the Seder the Aleph Beis. Ayin comes before Pei. So Rabbi Yochanan, why does the Eicha bring out Pei before the Ayin? Bishvil Meraglim. Where's the whole shoresh of the Churban, as we know, from the Meraglim? She'omru piem, mashalu ro'ei neim. The taina on the Meraglim was, omru piem, mashalu ro'ei neim. What's the pshat? Be'etzim the Seyda Advarim, the normal thing, is a person sees, and he sees the Metzias, and I'll pee the Metzias. He then says over what he sees. So first comes Ayin, and then comes the Peh. Here, They were makdim the peh. Sorry, the losh of the Gemara is she'omru befiem ma she'loi ro beinem. They said something which they didn't see. It was the whole story that they said, Eretz Ocheles Yoshvel. And the whole story which they tried to be menia klal Yisrael from coming to Eretz Yisrael was a sheker. They said something which the ayin didn't see. The peh came before the ayin. Rashi says slightly differently. Mipnei Amaragim shehigdimu ma'im pihem ad shelo ro'o ba'ayin. They already had decided what they were going to see to say before they saw. To say that advarim has to be first the ayin and then the peh. A person, when he says over something, should be saying over what the metzias is, what the emes is. If you're machdim peh la'ayin, you're saying something which you decided not to feed the metzias. Baral says, connects it to my morim before from Rabbi Yochanan, that they were nichras, and because of the meraglim, we lost Eretz Yisrael. Why? Because the whole parasha of the Meraglim was not connected to the Metzias. What they said was the peh and not the ayin. It wasn't connected to the ayin bichlal. It wasn't connected. It was one big sheker, what they were saying. It wasn't connected to the Metzias. It wasn't connected to the Metzias. You won't be connected to the Metzias. And they were nichrasu. And Klal Yisrael, not going to be connected to Eretz Yisrael. They believed them. They took on what they said. Look, that's not the Metzias. You're not the Metzias. You won't have Eretz Yisrael. You'll be connected to the Metzias. But the Maisa is not so poshut. It's no bechinam, the end of the parashas tzitzis. It's all one big parasha. Every parasha is a parasha. Parasha, beginning, middle, and end. So it's one sugya. Parashas tzitzis, we're told to make tzitzis. Tzitzis, one of the pshat in the word tzitzis, not poshut what that means. Rashi brings two pshatim. The second pshat, he says, tzitzis ashem u'reisem ha'isoy. Koim meitzitz min acharakim. Tzitzis is something we're supposed to look at, we're supposed to see. V'hoya lachem le tzitzis u'reisem ha'isoy. Losha the mechilte is, we can see Hashem through the tzitzis. See the psil tcheles, tcheles domele yam, yam domele rakia, rakia domele kisya kovid, reisem oisoi. Uschatim is called mitzvah sashem, vasisem oisom. Veloiso suru achre levavchem ve achre nechem asher atem zoinim achre. So, Rashi, loiso suru is kamoi mitur haoritz, the beginning of the parasha. Well, Zokhtar Rashi, very interesting. Tanchumen. Halev ha'inayim heim meraglim leguf u'mesasrim lo yisar averus. The lev and the ayin bring the averus to the mensch. How? Ha'ayin roye v'alev choymed v'aguf oisis averus. The eye sees something, a mensch goes into the street. He was learning shtark, gewaltig, machshava shel kedusha. Whatever reason, he has to go into the street, and he sees a davar asa. Ha'ayin roye. All of a sudden, the lev, which was malein machshava shel kedusha, halev choy made. And before you know it, haguf oisav there. That's the seder. Ayin lifnei peh. Ayin roye. Valev choymed. Maybe medayin. The pasuk doesn't say that. The pasuk says, "V'lo yisosuru achre levavchem va'achre einaychem." You tell me the first thing is the ayin's roya, not the lev is choymed. Teretz is Rabbi Yisai. A mensch sees what he wants to see. It all starts with the lev. What does a person really want to see? Then that is something very deep. I don't want Klal Yisrael to come into Eretz Yisrael. That was in the lev. That has to be. They have to stay in the midbar. And then the ayin is roya. Lefi, what the lev says. Lo sasur achrei levavchem v'achrei neichem. Ein ochanami. Consciously, the ayin roya v'alev choymed. Of a tifa ayin, the Torah's megale, that actually depends, starts the other way around. Lo sasur achrei levavchem. If you want, you can be masmich into a maimer of Chazal, which is not really talking about this, but the Sifrei Musa do connect it. The halacha is that a machla in the ayin, the gabe Shabbos, a machla pnimis. You can give refuah to the ayin because a machla pnimis. Why? The Gemara says shuriana the ayna beuvnesa de libo talia, because the sight of the eye is tali on the habonah salev. There, it means legabe hilchus refuah. But this is the yisod that you see what you want to see. And here in this parasha with the Meraglim, it's Moyim Dik. Look, they came back. And what did they say? Banu el haaretz shelachtonu. Afterwards, and you see it more clearly afterwards. Vayetziu dibas haaretz asher toru hayisod. After Kalev says we can conquer, it's easy. Vayetziu dibas haaretz asher toru hayisod bnei Yisrael lema haaretz asher avarnu ba'al asur hayisod eretz oicheles yoshveo hi. So Rashi, what's oicheles yoshveo? B'chol mokim shavarnu. Matzanim kovrei meisim. Wherever he went, there were levias. The people dying, left, right, and center. So, Dr. Ashi, what's the pshat? V'akodesh Baruch Hu osa letoivah kidei letardom be'evlam v'lo yitnu leiv le'elu. Look at the hashgacha Eretz Yisrael as a mokim ha'ashgacha eini Hashem elekecha b'amir eshis hashana ad achris hashana. 12 shtarka yidna walking into Eretz Yisrael. They won't be noticed. Wherever they go, all of a sudden, some choshev guy dies, and the whole place goes to the Leviah, and they don't notice them. How did you see? What did you see? You saw Leviahs. What does that mean? It all depends on the lathe. How do you interpret the facts? You see what you want to see. If you want to see it, it's Eretz Ochelis Yoshveah. And if you want, it's and look at that Ashkocha, Meridik Ashkocha, wherever we went, it was Gewaltik. They came and they said, "Banehi beineinu kechagovim, vecheinoinu beineihem." We were like grasshoppers. Zokta tziponoi, vekechagovim al pachus mizeh. We were like garnished. And says the Meragli, what they mean? Ubishvil zelo komu eleinu. Why didn't they attack us? They were so stark. They looked at us like little ants. Were you going to get a sort of ant? Well, these jitters, what are they walking around here? Who cares? They're garnished. That's what they said, and that's what they saw. The Welt says, that interesting how they said it. How do you know what they thought? You don't know what they thought. It started because we looked at ourselves like chagovim, and we assumed you're chagovim. What did Yeshua and Kalev say? Im chofetz bono Hashem vehevi oisonu ela oretz hazoisun usonu lonu. Eretz ha-shehizu avascholu v'dvosh, ach b'ashem al timroidu. V'atem al tiru es am oretz, ki lachmeinu heim. What did they see? Says the Sipponoi. Lachmeinu heim. Ki ro'inu she'ein b'daitam nizkoimeim negdeinu klal. We saw that they're not going to fight us. Yeah. The Meraglim said, why aren't they going to fight us? Because we were irrelevant. We were kechagovim. So the Yeshua and Kalev, yeah, they weren't going to fight us. Why? Why? Because they were so tzebrochen that they knew there wasn't a chance of fighting us. So they ignored us. So tzilom me'aleim. V'ra'inu, Dr. Sipona, what's the so tzilom? Ra'inu she'skimu la'zev kol mogin v'tzino k'dei she'imaru lomus mi'poneinu. We saw that their own defenses, they just left their defenses. They're not putting up any walls to defend themselves. They had the Orim Betzurois. They didn't make any extra defenses. Why? Because they're all going to run away. They're all scared of us. That's why they ignored us. They were scared to start up with us. We're not kechagovim, pum fakert. We're anoshim. We're Nesiyah Yisrael. We're the people who came through Kriyas Yamsuf. Rochav told the Meraglim 40 years later, we are so scared of you because we heard of Kriyas Yamsuf. That was the truth. That was the matzav. Well, do you see what you want to see? Shver and Yisrael. Did they have the iron before the pear or the pear before the iron? Had the pair before the ayin. Oh, but how do we know? Tach, einayim mera'ois. Lo yadu v'lo yavinu. Why? Because what are you seeing? What you're seeing, or what do you interpret the facts? How do you know what it is? How do you know you're right? Lo sasur achrei levavchem v'achrei neichem. The Rabbeinu Shalom was mesavev a tremendous chesed. This parsha's meraglim didn't start when they wanted to send meraglim. No, I want the meraglim to see these tzaddikim should have a chizuk in how chomo Lashon Hara is. But the parsha's all about Lashon Hara and seeing what you're seeing. You don't know the history of exactly how it happened. Go to Dvarim and the Moshe Rabbeinu tells you the whole background. That's not what this parsha is. This parsha starts that it's samach to Miriam because the Rabbeinu Shalom made a meir dika chesed. That's the Medrash. The Rabbeinu Shalom says, I see they're going to have this tremendous design of Lashon Hara. So when am I going to let them go? Wait. Don't send them now. Wait till Miriam. Let them see what Lashon Hara does. Now comes the Rabbeinu Shalom. Nismecha parshazu leparshas Miriam. But davke, the Rabbeinu Shalom made it later. It's not because of Atikrivu Neilai Kulchem. That's all the background. But that's not the story. As our parsha, the story starts with Vaidave Hashem Moshe Leima Shlach Lecha Anoshim. Samuch to parshas Miriam. Why? Lefisha Kodesh Baruch Hu. Was tzoifer sheyom loshen hara. Omer Hakadosh Baruch Hu shelo yu oimrim lo yinu yoidim oinesh loshen hara. Rabbeinu Shalom wanted them to see the oinesh of loshen hara. And what was their reaction? Says our medrash, vafal pikein lo yrotzu lilmaid. Ooh, tifel rain lo yrotzu lilmaid. Rashi says the next stage, ra'u. It starts with the levavchem, and then it comes to the ra'u. Yeah, they saw. The Rabbeinu Shalom made this in front of their eyes. They saw. But they didn't take Musa. Why not? Because lo yiratzu. It was the pasuk, lo yadu lo yavinu ki toch einei mer'oi seinei.
It's a pachad, this parsha. Tzadikim, kulam anoshim. They got their little negias. How are we going to go into Eretz Yisrael? It would be kasha. Elochanami. Don't understand how Klal Yisrael is going to remain on the Madrega. Maybe go to Moshe Rabbeinu and ask him. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said the whole time the Tachlis Yitzis Mitzrayim to come into Eretz Yisrael. Yilamdeinu Rabbeinu. How are we going to be mechazik the Am in Eretz Yisrael to remain an Am Hashem? Why don't they go to Moshe Rabbeinu? Ooh, we don't understand how they can be here. It's a kilkul gadol. They're going to Eretz Yisrael. Come out. Well, we can't let them go to Eretz Yisrael. Tiferein leirotsu. Tiferein, because I'm not going to be the Nasi, because I don't understand. I don't understand. But because Rochel wants Eretz Yisrael. It's a pachad. We all arroya all sorts of things. And we decide. We make decisions. How do we know we're seeing correctly? How do we know if these grace of tzaddikim were marked in pela ayin, how do we know we're not marked in pela ayin? That we're deciding before we actually see and then we justify everything that we do and everything we say and this is da 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 da. We have all our justifications, all our shliklus Torah. But what's it all about? The levav. How do we know? Tell you one thing. The shlichut tikva. We mentioned this a few weeks ago. Of it so stark. Oh Hashem, for all people who are learning Torah, look upon him, you are. I just schmooze about learning Torah. I mean, you're zeichen to learn Torah. And every morning we daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Bavu Avesen Shibadchu V'chov Atlamdein Chu Keichaim Kein Tchoneinu Slamdeinu. Teach us the rules of life. Halacha lemaisa. Avinu, v'rachamon, amrachem, rachem aleinu. V'seim libeinu lehovinu lehaskil, lishmoya, lilmoid, ulelameid. But we should become one with the Torah, even the Ramachei Vorim, Shesor Gidim, lishma v'lasus lekayim, not just lilmoid, but to bring it into actual lives. Lemaisa b'foyal lishma v'lasus ulekayim. It's called divrei salmon terasech be'ava. I should live Torah. I should be one shtick Torah. But we haven't stopped there because that's not enough. They all had that. V'ho ereinenu b'soirosecho. Open my eyes that I should see things properly. I should see everything la'ar ha-Torah. Not la'ar what the ayin hagashmi wants to see. Not la'ar what the lev hagashmi wants to see. What my lev is taking me all sorts of places. Ho ereinenu b'soirosecho. Umimele v'tabek libeinu b'mitzu isecho. V'yached levavenu la'avo l'yiro eshemech. If we have ho ereinenu b'soirosecho, then we have a tikva. But if we're looking and we're interpreting ourselves, we're coming to own ideas. If they are tochenei miller ois, kavachoyme bemnoshu kavachoyme. If they had their negias, and their l'shem shemayim, the shoyrish of their negias was matter them. What are we going to say? The Rambam says, beginning of Hilchas Talmud Torah, Perik Aleph, women are potter from learning Torah. Why? She'einom yoidos lehislamid. They don't know how to internalize the Torah. Noshim have been a yaseir. Chochma, noshim and anoshim are the same. Bina, mevin dovin techdova, lomdes, Noshim would be better than us. They got Bina Yisrael. Ashtikul Lamdis.
come out, what comes out from the Chochmah. If they were learning and they'd say Chaburas, they'd be Gevaldik. So why aren't they learning? Why don't they have a mitzvah Talmud Torah? Because the tachlis of Talmud Torah is Das. Das is not just Lo Yavinu, Lo Yodu. Das is to connect with the ideas. Women is Daiton Kalus. Women don't have starker Das. Rashi says, what's the pshat Daiton Kalus? Noach Lispatos. What's the Noach Lispatos? It's very easy to dray a woman a cup. To be mefate a woman. Don't find pitui be'ika on men. The women are mefate men. Men are mefate women. In the old days, if you remember a few thousand years ago, before there was the internet and people bought everything on internet, there used to be people who came to the door to sell things at the door. And it was Dvorim Yuduim. They always tried to come when the women are home, not the men. They're coming selling a useless encyclopedia. So they knock on the door, and the lady opens the door. And he says, I have this Gewaltig encyclopedia. And he sells his whole sound. And she knows we don't need it. We don't have the money. We don't have the thing. She says, we mums don't have the money for it. Yeah, I know, but it's this and he, blah, 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 blah. And before you know, she's writing out the checks before the time when they had credit cards. When the husband's home, knock on the door, I have this wonderful encyclopedia. No, thank you, goodbye. That's a man. And if you do that when you're married, you'll see. Your wife will say, why are you so rude? Why was I rude? He wants to sell me something I don't need. Goodbye. Just have a whole discussion with him. It's not nice. So, what's your encyclopedia about? Oh, that is very interesting. And then, Noach Lispatos. She knows she can't afford it. She knows she doesn't want it. But it's Noach Lispatos. Why they know achli spatos? Because that's not their chelik in Torah. It starts faket be'etzim. The Rabbeinu Shalom, the tafkid of women is not to learn Torah. So the Rabbeinu Shalom didn't give them shtarker das. All these shittas that there are out there, that you need women poskot, rabbot, whatever they call them, invent these new lashonas. Why? Because they say that when a woman comes and asks a shaila, so the rov is a man, he doesn't understand the feelings of the woman. Bechulej has to be more, a woman can understand the feelings of a woman. What's the nafkemina? Feelings are all very nice. And about if it's a shvera zak, she comes, she's calling the rov, she's got 35 guests, and it's 20 minutes before Shabbos. And the chant, some milk fell in the chant. And what's going to be? So the Rav declares, is there any sadheta? No, I'm sorry, there's no sadheta. You have to throw out the chant with the pot. You could kasha the pot, but the mice. But Rabbi, what's going to be? 35 guests, what am I going to give them tomorrow? Well, I'll speak to the rabbits. That part is the Vibishop part, but it didn't change the Shaila. If there's a Tzadla Hokel Avada, Hefzid Moment, Vechule, Hefzid Merube, Vechule, Lichmoy Shabbos, if there's a Tzadla Hokel, there'll be Mekel, there's no Tzadla Hokel. So the Vibishop Rav, who's going to understand the feelings and what? So you can have the Chant, Chas V'Shalom. Noshim Taiton Kalas is exactly why they can't be rabbis. They can be rebbetzins, not rabbis. Noshim Taiton Kalas, that's not their chelik in Torah. Einam Yoides Li Islamit. The Asad of Torah is not just Lomdis, that's Bina, let the women become big Lomdi. But that doesn't help, because they Einam Yoides Li Islamit. Lachu Musa, you have to internalize the Torah. And that is schwer. They can't take the ideas A woman doesn't have so much the power to internalize the ideas. The Mashiach, Zecher Tzadik V'Kodesh Livracha, said, "Un eba zeh, the Yisod of Torah is l'islamid." Maybe today all the men are also potter. Maybe we don't know l'islamid. We learn all our shtiklech, gewaldig, lamde, sahin, aher. And what about the Avodah Sashe? Gewaldige chabure. When you see the midas? Ah, that's Musa. You ever see the guy in davening? He goes to the coastal every day. The coastal over here, not the coastal over there. 5 minutes. Yotze Zayin. Bittul Torah, Bittul Torah, Avada. Nebuch. He already has his Nisayan, he comes with all his shtickel lomdas to be martyr, why he's allowed to be a mushchas and an over asurim, v'chule, yeah. Zainu yoides l'islamit. V'hoire einenu b'soiro secho. V'damik libeinu b'mitzvi secho. V'yachinu b'meinu l'avo l'yiro eshemecho. From our Torah has to come out. Avas yiras Hashem. Dibuk b'mitzvah. Avada person has to learn properly and learn with all the lomdas. Oh, but from the lomdas comes to the next stage, from the bina comes to the das. A person's loy lokach musa. So steer it to what Torah is all about. Rabbeinu Yoina, the end of Shah Shteini, explains a Mishnah which we all know. Bine nachtem in yena ze be mayme nichba da shel chachmei Yisrael zichonu livracha hayu hillel olav shalom oime im ein ani li mili. He's mevarid the whole Mishnah shani lasmi, but los nogel le didon. Im ein ani li mili, bir hadova, im adam lo ya'ire nafshoi. If a person won't be ma'ire himself, ma yo'iluhu ha'musorim, what are the musa? All the musa is not going to help. Ki'af al-pi she'nichnosim b'liva b'yom shomoi. Hear the chotch, people are listening to musa. And so what? What are you going to do about it? Yishkechem ha-yetze v'yavir milavov. Im ein anili mili. Ochein tzorich ha-odom b'shomay ha-musa l'oire nafshoy. When a person hears the musa, a person has to be moire himself. V'losum ha-dvorim el-liboy, and to internalize it. Think about what's been said. Mashgiach never allowed tapes. In the old days, were tapes, recording devices, right? Why? Like, Rav Shlomo Brevda allowed it. Rav Shlomo always used to make leitzonos. In Olam Abba, there'll be all the, they used to call it tapes, there'll be the recording devices. Why? They sicha heard the shmuz. I don't know if anybody else heard the shmuz. Right? Mashgiach didn't allow it. So you were forced to actually listen. Instead of being so, oh, maybe I'll listen to afterwards, I'll chazer it over. And then, no, you're forced to listen. You've got to think it over. And to be moisif, shomer moisif. To think from oneself, to bring out, what is this, how does this apply to me? What is he telling me? What am I hearing here? How can I internalize this? What does this mean to me? Or how am I making a change? How am I going to live up to what I heard? And to be moisif, v'yisboidet b'chadrei ruchoi, v'yoshuv yapoich yad toichachto al nafshoi,
We have to be mochiach ourselves. We can't be so much on the teichacha of the mochiach. Why? Im eina nili, mili. Dr. Rabbeinu Yoyim. Arishoyim, who were actually tzaddikim b'shas ma'isa, but tifa rein in the lave, they were already Rishoyim. Yeah, kulam anoshim in the chitzonius. They look like anoshim. Of a tifa rein in the lave. Why didn't they take Musa? The Medrash says, Leiratsu! Rashi says, Leiratsu! Leiratsu! Musa. Leiratsu! Musa. The Rabbeinu Shalom was Mesabev, a whole Maisa. You should dafka see what happens to Miriam and realize the Chumra Lashon Hara. Rishoy, Rov, Leiratsu! Musa. Im ein anili mili. Rabbosai, Tuchaparai. It's now. Now you're in yeshiva. Now you can hear Divrei Emes. And now you can work on the Divrei Emes. And now you can be Lokeach the Divrei Emes. And you can build on the Divrei Emes. And you can build yourselves. Who knows what's going to be later? Who knows where people go? Some people go to work. And they come away eating. And they go to shir. And they hear Teichach and they work on themselves. Some people stay in koil. And they're learning the whole day. They have the pressures of koil. They don't have time to learn Musa. They don't have time to go and hear any shmuz or any Divrei Hisoiras. Busy learning. Think the Nisayan is only in the workplace, Rabbi Isai. You don't know where you're going to be. You don't know the Tirdus HaChaim. Now, in Eina Nili Mili, make that your message. That's what your life has to be. Anili. I'm learning from this whole parsha. Look what can happen. And what's this? The whole parsha is, Lois Asuru Achrei Levavchim V'Achrei Enechem. That's what the whole parsha comes to teach us. As Hashem, as I said, what's in? We have to daven, that's the only etzah. That we should be able to be mischazik properly. Ha'ere neinu b'seiro secho. V'dabeg li b'ne mitzvi secho. Give me siyata dishmaya that I should see things right. And the hemshech, im ein ani li mili, ukesh ani la'atzmi mo ani, I need siyata dishmaya. I have to try, because if I don't try, there won't be any siyata dishmaya. That's to realize the chumras hadvorim. Lehis lameid, to internalize what we're learning.